Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your live business conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And I'm joined live here in the studio with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous this
morning. You have such a great energy this morning.
Yes.
You're like so excited. I love it.
You know what? Summer is still in the air.
Crazy. Summer. It's August, though.
Yes. Oh, you know what? The weather's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yes. I love it.
It's such a great summer so far. It's been awesome.
What did you do this weekend? I know you're always doing something, Lauren.
I am so ready to just go to the beach today and relax because Friday night, I went up to Toronto for the night. I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Really?
So it was an awesome concert. She's such a great performer. Just very empowering, I think, a great role model for a lot of the young girls that were there. There were a lot of teeny boppers, but it was fun. It was great. And then yesterday I went to Ellicottville for my friend's bachelorette. So
you always are doing something. You have an amazing. Do you have someone like who handles your schedule?
I need someone.
You're always doing so much.
Wow. No, it was fun. It was a great weekend and just cruised in this morning. It was a beautiful, beautiful drive back from Ellicottville this morning through the hills, and the sun was shining and the lush green trees. It was just gorgeous.
Wow.
Beautiful morning.
Well, thinking of being gorgeous and all of that, you know what? We have a gorgeous conversation that's going to happen today.
I'm excited for it.
And today we are joined with Christine Howard, president and founder of E.B. Greens Consulting. E.B. Howard. Okay, yes. What did I say?
E.B. Greens. I think you were thinking about the steakhouse.
That's correction there.
Former steakhouse.
Next venture.
Yes. Here's a restaurant.
And also the chapter president of NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. Welcome to today's show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
We've been wanting to have this conversation for
a long time. Easily 2 years.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had to have a cancellation, and we had to just bring you in.
Mm-hmm. Schedule is aligned.
Yes. You know what? It's in the stars.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go to our sports update, you know, share with our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, so I'm Christine E.B. Howard. I own E.B. Howard Consulting. We're a certified WBE, and we do three things for our clients. We help our clients find funding, apply for funding, and measure funding. I love it. We get to help organizations, all types, nonprofits, higher ed, K-12, even for-profit entities, align them with non-dilutive funding, which means investors or grants don't take equity in their organization. So we have quite a diverse spectrum of the type of business or organization that we work with. I love it.
I love that you said that you love it twice so far.
I know. I can't say that enough. I spring out of bed every morning excited
so
to do what I do. I'm living the dream. I can't believe I'm doing it.
That's amazing.
It. Yeah.
And speaking of living the dream, before we started the show, you ladies had really started to build some dialogue about women business ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And share with us a little bit about what that conversation consisted of.
Well, we're kind of connecting. Staff Buffalo, my cousin Maggie and I, partners in Staff Buffalo, we are a women-owned business. And so I was talking with Christine about how businesses get their WBE certification.
Yeah.
And it's a process. It takes
it's a process.
It's intensive.
Yes.
It really is. It's intensive. It's, you know, if you're just going and applying for your WBE certification, your women-owned designation through New York State, it can take upwards of a year to get that certification. Mm-hmm. If you're going for competitive contracts that are looking to, you know, hire women-owned businesses. And that's the paperwork alone is intensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And that's what we'll be talking about today because it's a process, but we're going to be talking about how Buffalo be connected to a unified voice of women business owners in Western New York. Okay. But before we go any further with that, let's talk to our producer and good friend, Mr. Louis. Louis, what's happening in the world? Oh, first of all, how is Louis doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Okay. Shot my personal best in golf yesterday, so I'm feeling good.
Louis rocking his bobbling hat today.
I was going to say, that's an interesting hat he has.
I'm a par three golfer, but I do it proudly.
What's the story behind the hat?
Bobolinks is a golf course in Orchard Park that I grew up golfing at. It's a par three course. It's pretty cool. They do night golf and stuff. Mm-hmm. So saw the hat. It was like $15. I'm a big hat wearer, so I thought I'd.
It's a great hat. It's new era.
Rep my course.
Okay, excellent.
Love it. So Louis, what's up in this world of sports?
It's Bison's game day. The Herd wrap up their series with Scranton today on the road, hoping to start where they left off yesterday, winning the second game of a doubleheader 6-4. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. finished with two hits, an RBI, and a run. Buffalo lost the first game of the afternoon 3-1. First pitch today is set for 1:05. You can hear pregame starting at 12:35 right here on ESPN 1520. In the majors, the Toronto Blue Jays got a third straight win against the Mariners after Saturday's 5-1 victory. The Jays once again go up against Seattle today, starting at 4:10. The Yankees also play later today against the Boston Red Sox at 8:08. New York is looking to bounce back from three straight losses to the Sox, dropping Saturday's matchup 4-1. To football, the Bills get back on the practice field tomorrow as they prepare for their first preseason game this Thursday. It's football season against the Carolina Panthers at New Era Field. GM Brandon Bean said the plan at quarterback, shuffling A.J. McCarron, Nathan Peterman, and Josh Allen with the first team won't change until the game against the Panthers when the cream rises to the top. The New England Patriots made a move this week at wide receiver, signing veteran Eric Decker after they released former Bills wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Also in Patriots news, first-round pick running back Sony Michel had a cleanup procedure on his knee. The former Georgia standout may miss the majority of the preseason, but is expected to be ready for the regular season. Let's head over to the Octagon. Conor McGregor is set to make his return October 6th. McGregor will fight UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov. The fight will be in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. McGregor has not fought since crossing over into the boxing world in his fight with Floyd Mayweather last year. In the world of golf, Tiger Woods had a tough round Saturday at the Bridgestone Invitational, shooting 3 over par on the day with a final score of 73. Woods finished with 4 bogeys and at the 12th hole finally sank his lone birdie of the day. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always, always the people that make it happen. And we are so happy to have in studio with us Christine Howard, who's the president and founder of E.B. Howard Consulting, but she's also the chapter president of NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners. And I think it's so important that we specify what NABO is and what it does. So, Christine, welcome to today's show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. So NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners, its mission is to propel women into spheres of economic, social, and political influence. And I leave that last part political. It is bipartisan, meaning we have members who are on both sides of the aisle, and we are actively this year, all the way up, this year is an election year, 2018, we're actively engaging our members to inform them who's running for office, what is their agenda, making sure that our members know how to vote, what they have to do to vote in primaries, what they have to do to be able to vote in their designated area, wherever their polling place is. So this year, all the way coming up to Election Day, we'll be focusing on that bipartisan effort, making sure that our members and their employees of the members know, are informed, and know what's going on in the election arena.
And let's face it, whether you are a woman in politics, you know, running for office, or just needing to have your voice represented by voting. Right. NABO, it appears to me that's one part of your message.
One part of our message. The other part is that spheres of social and economic influence. We do everything that we can to support our members, make sure that they have knowledge and access to funding. knowledge and access to events going on in Western New York. And I'll speak to one event recently, Ignite Buffalo. One of our members recently was one of the $25,000 winners.
Awesome. What company was that?
That is Paper Craft Miracles.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I saw
she
that.
She makes the papers, Jana Willoughby.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pieces of artwork. Each mm-hmm. and every single thing she creates is unique and beautiful. And she would not have applied to Ignite Buffalo had NABO not, one, brought it to her attention, and then, two, NABO had a mini informational session where our members could go and ask questions to representatives of Ignite Buffalo. She applied. And she knocked it out of the park. She got $25,000.
Awesome.
In
yeah.
fact,
so
I met her at the Facebook event.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
She was at that.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was at the event. But that being said, walk us through the history of NABO, because, you know, since 1994, there's been the star or the foundation. So, you know, kind of take us down that journey.
So the national organization was founded in 74 in the D.C. area, and they got together. A couple of business owners got together, and one of the things that they were having a difficult time with was getting access to business loans and funding. So, and that's the foundation of how NABO was started in the D.C. area. And then a short time later, in 94, the Buffalo chapter was founded, and we still have, to this day, several members who were founding members of our chapter. They're still actively involved in our chapter. And, you know, I should point out, 2018 is the 30th anniversary of H.R. 5050, which is a legislative item bill that was passed that allows women business owners to take out a loan on their own without a male co-signer. It used to be, you remember 30 years ago, what was that? That was what, 88? Do you remember 1988? Women could not take out a loan without a male co-signer. It
wow.
was it could
that
be
was
your,
not that long ago.
Not that long. I remember 1988. I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade. I remember fifth grade.
Yeah.
If you were a woman-owned business, you had to have a male co-sign. It could be your uncle, it could be your brother, it could be your husband or whoever, but it had to be a male. You couldn't,
wow.
as a business owner, just go out and get a loan to help start your business or help move to the next level of business ownership. So that was a landmark piece of legislation that came through 30 years ago, and we still are, you know, actively making sure that piece of legislation stays in place.
So NABO is a unified voice of creating opportunities for women starting their business, but even more than that, having a voice from a legislation standpoint. And
everything from child care policy to health care policy, anything that would affect a business owner, specifically women-owned businesses, NABO is actively, making sure that their voice is heard on Capitol Hill.
Okay. Now, I think we're touching on this, but why would someone want to join NABO? Any one of our listeners out there, a female business owner or someone who's thinking about starting a business, let's talk about the benefits of NABO.
So the benefits of NABO. So I will say this. There is a membership. There is a cost to joining membership. And one of the things we do oh, my gosh, there's so many different things we do. So once a month, September through June, we have monthly dinner meetings. Our first one coming up this year is September 12th at the Hyatt Place right off the 290, and we're going to open up that registration shortly. The benefits of joining NABO, you get to be, as a woman-owned business, or just, you don't even have to be a woman or a business owner. There's different membership levels, but you get to be in a room with other business owners that have gone through it. What it's like to handle work-life balance, to be around other business owners that have, hey, I've got a client, how do I handle the situation? Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got an employee, how do I handle the situation? Hey, I'm scaling up. How did you handle this when you scaled up? How did you handle this transition? And to be able to have that pool of colleagues and that collegial atmosphere to know that you're not alone. The phrase, what is it? It's lonely at the top. It's so true. But you need to be able to talk to other individuals that have been through it and that are going through it with you. And even if they're in different industries. So we have business owners that own construction firms and engineering firms and architects and lawyers and artists mm-hmm. and individuals like myself that are consulting firms. And there's such a spectrum of type of business owner. But you have so much knowledge to share and to be around that sisterhood and say, hey, I went through this, even though I'm in the financial industry, I dealt with this issue. Here's what you need to know. This went this way for me, but if you do it this way, it's going to come out better for you than what it did for me.
So here's a quote that I read. It says, don't follow the standard, set the standard. No, set the new standard and be the new standard. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So that's my quote, isn't it?
It is.
So that came from a concept of I wanted other future business owners or potential business owners or existing ones to know that you don't have to follow the path well traveled. And I use the example of when I started. Typically, when you start a business, you have to find an office space. You have overhead costs, mm-hmm. and that is such the standard. And I'm like, you know what? No, we are establishing 100% remote based work business. All of my employees work out of their house. That is not the standard. It's a different approach to business operations. You don't have to follow the same path. Of course, you know, you should
Sounds
follow
like
the laws, but it's a new path. Yes. It's a different way of doing it. And as a business owner, if you see that path and you see it as it's well-worn, that's great, and it just doesn't seem to apply to you, there's a different way. And it's whatever way that works best for you. You don't have to subscribe to that ideology that you must have an office, a storefront, you must have this desks and the printers and those sort of things.
It comes together as you grow, too.
Right. Have lean operations. It's mm-hmm. okay to do something different. Borrow mm-hmm. from different industries. The tech industry is moving towards remote-based. Why does that only apply to the tech industry? Borrow from that industry and operate
that way. Right. You can do so much, like, with laptops, cell phones.
Yes, technology is great.
Yeah, the cloud. We save everything to our cloud.
Yeah, everything.
It makes it so much easier.
So much easier. And you can be anywhere. Mm-hmm. You're not beholden to being in a specific space.
Chair.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so far, my biggest takeaway right now is that you have created a voice, a unified voice for women.
Yes.
But you've also created opportunities. And NABO has helped women go from maybe being stay-at-home moms or taking their idea from conception to implementation.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women, too, they want, they want to be in business. They want to work. But it's like, especially if they have a family, how do you find that work-life balance and make it work so you are, giving 100% to each aspect of your life?
Right. And you have a peer group that you can talk to. Like, how mm-hmm. did you manage that transition from, handling family into working, 8-9 hours a day on your business? You have people that you can bounce ideas off of. That's really unique with NABOS, to have that collegial environment to be
able
to.
And you guys provide different seminars, workshops for the members to help navigate different business processes, different leadership.
Our dinner meetings cover different topics, mm-hmm. but as far as like the operations, those type of things, we refer our members to the Canisius Women Business Center mm-hmm. or other, the SBA or SCORE. When it gets down to fine detail of those elements, we refer that out. That's not our area. Our area is, we have our dinner meetings, and we'll bring in a speaker or two, and it talks about specific things. In the past, we've talked about, having a backup plan. What happens if you have a disaster in your company? How do you recover from that? And talk to other business owners where they have had a disaster take mm-hmm. place. How did they recover from that? And the disaster can be something as, your spouse was in a major accident and you have to focus on your spouse and not your business, and you have employees.
And how do you keep running that business?
How do you keep running it? Mm-hmm. And then we've had other ones where we had another person come in and talk about where an investor pulled out. And you have employees and you have things going on. How do you still move forward when you lose that funding revenue? Mm-hmm. We've had other conversations or other dinner meetings that have focused on founder syndrome, that self-esteem element where, you know, you've created it, you've come up with that idea, and how do you let go? How do you start delegating? How do you start handing things off and know that you have confidence in your staff to carry out the way that you would
want
see
it to be done?
Right. And that's, as a founder, as an entrepreneur, that is something that business owners, when they start out, that is something they have a hard time tackling.
And what an incredible support system for mm-hmm. women business ownership in Western New York. But
absolutely.
More importantly, even on a national level, it sounds like Novel provides that support system.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a conference annually. We have a national conference coming up in Spokane, Washington. It is September 23rd through the 26th. And information can be found on our website, nabo.org, the national website, about this event coming up. And the thing about it is you get to meet the other chapters, other business owners. And you come together and you get to have workshops and sessions. And you can talk to other business owners, even in your industry, about, hey, in this state, in my state, I tackled XYZ. How do you handle it in this other state? We ran into this roadblock barrier or had a success. What are you doing in your mm-hmm. in your area? So to be able to come together and have this substantive conversation annually with the other chapters is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great resource
and locally,
to have.
Yeah, you know, what number and what's your contact information locally?
So you can visit our website. It's www.nabowny.org. That's our website, nabowny.org. And we, you know, our phone number's on the website. We take email info@nabowny.org. We will respond a lot quicker with email responses.
Awesome.
But everything you would want to know about the Buffalo Niagara chapter, I would encourage you to go to our local website and check us out. All of our events are up. All of our big initiatives are on the website. Things about our board, committees, you can get involved and be on committees.
That's
lots of things.
Yes, yeah.
So before we go anywhere, we have to take a quick break. So don't go anywhere, Western New York. We will be back in just a couple minutes with Christine E.B. Howard from E.B. Howard Consulting and Nabo Western New York.
This is Frank Lotempio III, Lotempio PC Law Group, your complete counsel team meeting your lifetime legal needs. Call us at 855-3761.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hey, did you know that IST is hiring? InsideSalesTeam.com is a Buffalo company that is growing rapidly. As an advanced sales and marketing agency with a West Coast vibe and an East Coast work ethic, we work with top technology clients from around the world and provide an unparalleled environment with a work hard, play hard attitude. So if you're looking for new opportunities in Buffalo, go to InsideSalesTeam.com to apply. Again, that's InsideSalesTeam.com.
Welcome back to Western New York on ESPN 1520 AM. I am Lauren Lewis in studio this morning with my co-host Dale Martin. And we have Christine E.B. Howard in studio with us from E.B. Howard Consulting. And she is the chapter president for NABO Western New York, the National Association of Women Business Owners. So, Christine, right before the show, we were talking about NABO. And there's so many ways to get involved and ways that women business owners can find out about NABO. But tell us a little bit more about how people can really get involved with NABO.
So there's a couple different things. The first thing, when you become a member, we have a private Facebook group. So if we're not having an event, we're not having a dinner meeting, or you're not meeting with a committee, you can interact with your NABO members in our private Facebook group. It's for NABO members only.
How many members are there within NABO?
We have 92 members in Western New York.
It's like a group.
We are growing.
Growing
which
good.
Is in the last couple of years, we've been picking up 5 or 10 members a year, which
is that's great.
Fantastic. But so Facebook group, which is private and secure. It's only for our NABO members. And then the other way that you can get involved, and we encourage this, is we have committees. If you are passionate about economic development and the Western New York community, you can get involved with a committee surrounding economic development. We have a committee on communications marketing, so marketing our chapter out to potential members and communications, getting news information out. We have a finance committee to help with the financial elements of NABO if you want to be involved with that. We have membership if you want to be involved with recruiting other members.
Yeah.
And then we have one other committee. And of course, we have lots of other committees, but one that's pretty popular is called the Each One Reach One Committee. And this committee is specific to an event that we have once a year. It is a it's a 300 person, and this year it'll be about, we're estimating 175 attendees, maybe not 175, 275 it's a dinner event in March. March 13th is when it's going to be, and it's a progressive networking dinner. So you'll have your salad at one table, and you'll talk to the people at your table.
Oh, neat.
And then you move to your dinner, your main encore table, your on-course table, and you'll talk to a whole different set of people, and you get a chance to have a conversation with them. And then later on in the evening, you'll move to your dessert table where you have your dessert and talk to a whole different set of people. And potentially, if there's 10 people at your table for your salad, 10 people at your table for lunch, and potentially 10 people at another table, I mean, that's easily almost 30 people that you would have talked to and had a constructive conversation with over the course of an evening. You get their business cards and that sort of thing. So that event is at the Statler.
Oh, nice.
March 13th. It's registration hasn't opened up for it yet, but if you want to be on the committee for that, helping the planning and logistics and getting sponsors and helping out putting that event together, it's our marquee event that we do every year. It's always in March. And it is, we're always looking for new committee members, and that's probably the best way to get involved with NABO. If you join NABO, we say, hey, get involved with Each One Reach One. We're always looking for extra hands. And time on task, people are like, oh, you know, I'm already busy with my business. We try to minimize the amount of commitment you would have with a committee. So maybe it's an hour a month of your time.
Which
most people
bad.
Can
yeah.
do an hour a month. But it's, you know, email this person, go, can you secure this information from this person, you know, once a month, collect some information. And we have a programming committee. We have all sorts of committees to get involved with.
Awesome.
There's something for everyone. And we say the best way to get your best bang for your buck, the value for your dollar, is to get involved with NABO. If you just show up to dinner meetings and don't interact with anyone, and even if you don't show up to dinner meetings, you're not going to feel like NABO's a value for
you. So can Louie and I show up or get involved?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You do not, first off, yes, we would love it if women business owners came and joined NABO, but you're not limited to being one, a woman, or a business owner to attend a dinner meeting or become a member.
See, Louie, you and I can't get involved.
There are different membership packages. There's the Premier, which if you have to be a woman-owned business to be a Premier member. And then there's an introductory. So if you're a young entrepreneur or you're just starting out as a business owner, you can be in there. And then there's supporting. So if you're a nonprofit, Dale, if you want to become a member, you can become a supporting member.
I can become a member or a sponsor.
A member or a sponsor. You can do both. And we'll be in the fall, probably sometime in November, we'll be looking for new sponsors. We start our sponsorship year. It runs on a calendar year, and we'd love to have you as a sponsor.
Awesome.
That'd be great.
So there's a lot of different ways for people to get involved with NABO.
Yes.
Great opportunity for women business owners to connect, network, and learn from each other,
right.
And great way for other people within Western New York and in business to connect with
right.
other business owners. So Before we close, Christine, how, if someone was looking to get involved with NABO, what is the best way to get in contact with
NABO? Go to our website. That is the best way to get involved. I would encourage you, if you're going to be interested in membership, go to our national website. That is the best place. You can sign up right online. It's NABO.org, NABO.org.
And then what's the Western New York website?
And that is NABOWNY.org.
Awesome.
But it'll direct you, if you're looking to sign up and become a member, you can go right to our local website. It'll direct you to the national page, and you can register right online. There are different membership package options depending on who you are and what you're doing. There's something
for everyone.
There's an option for everyone.
Great. Well, Christine, thank you so much for being here. Any parting thoughts, final words?
So NABO, our first dinner meeting is September 12th. We're going to be talking about elevator pitch and how you present yourself as a business owner. So that'll be coming up, and registration will open for that shortly. That's really it. Would encourage everyone to check out NABO. Check it out. Come to a dinner meeting. You don't have to be a member to come to a dinner meeting. We would love to have you. Let us know. Come in. Check us out. We do a lot from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. We end right at 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
On our dinner meeting nights, we're done. We don't want to
keep everyone busy. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Christine. Thank you for sharing your thought, like everything NABO does. Dale, any last words?
The fastest radio show
always.
In history.
Always.
You're listening to West New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Buffalo, have a beautiful day, a great weekend. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.